Moritz Julius Bonn, Felix Austria, from his autobiography Wandering Scholar, 1949.
Long before I could grasp the nature of the Austrian problem, I had an inkling of its complexity. In Vorarlberg, I had seen Slovenian hucksters go from house to house, selling the hardware they carried in their crates. The half dozen times I was close to Adolf Hitler, I seemed to discover in his face a close resemblance to these mousetrap dealers, as the people in our mountains called them. He had the same high cheekbones, hard, lanky horsehair, and staring gray-blue eyes as they had. They lived on the German-Slav border, and most of them probably were ethnic mongrels, as were many Austrian subjects. Our postmaster came from Hungary. My grandmother was born in Bautzen. She always spoke of her Italian neighbors as Welsh. My cousins in Trieste had a retail store attached to their main business where cotton goods were sold to the many tribes that lived under the scepter of the Habsburgs. Croats in their white sheepskins, Dalmatians, and Bosnians thronged it. Everybody in Trieste knew Italian, yet half an hour outside the city, one was in a purely Slavonic region where the bulk of the people understood neither German nor Italian. My cousins had Moravian and Bohemian connections, who wailed about the inroads of the Czechs were making on the dominant position of the German-speaking people in both countries. The Habsburg Empire was a microcosm which reflected most of Europe's problems. It was unique, for it was composed of racial minorities. The forces that held together the old monarchy, the crown, the court, the church, the army, and the civil service, had been losing strength with the advent of democracy and of the machine age. They had, however, gained a powerful ally, the socialists. The Austrian socialists understood the economic importance of a united empire. They saw in it the linchpin of Europe. Where it prized loose, Europe would fall to pieces.